Hey, Merc here. So it's Brian and I just sitting here waiting.
En route, I passed it. I was able to get through pretty well, but there was a transport went off the road, and it seemed like they were trying to get it out of the ditch and having some trouble. So I got here, and then moments later.
And Kyle was right behind and got stuck. I guess they were literally trying to pull it out of the ditch, so they blocked traffic both ways. That was nearly an hour
It
ago.
was quite a while. So I feel like we need to do our diligence. We gotta check in with our friend, with our traffic reporter, Kyle Lees, and let's see what he's doing out there. Hey, Kyle, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay. How you doing?
Oh, good. You're on the air.
Yes.
Coming to you live from Dawson Road.
How's it looking out there?
Well, let me tell you, it's dark. Both the sky and my general outlook on things.
It's getting darker and darker.
Dare I ask how much of a lineup you're looking at?
I could not tell you because two cars in front of me, there is a transport truck. And I can't see past it.
Oh boy.
Probably about half a dozen people have turned around and given up.
Oh man. Well, it's been almost an hour, really?
I'm thinking like 10 minutes and I might just turn around. We're doing great. We're doing great.
Good.
You know, well, I guess we have a cold open, and I guess we'll see. I guess we'll see if we have an episode pretty soon.
So tune in 2 seconds from now to find out if there's an episode.
I won't.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
All right, welcome to the show. I'm Merc.
I'm Bry.
And that is not Kyle. That is an empty chair.
Yes.
He still hasn't arrived yet. He's en route.
Yeah, it's moving. He's moving. We're all moving. We're moving together.
The earth is moving.
Yeah.
So yeah, on the way, he will be here momentarily. But in the meantime, since Kyle never brings news, we're just gonna.
And why should he? He's been through so much.
He's been through such an ordeal.
Absolutely.
Why would we expect him to have
news? No, he can't. So, let's go for news.
Current Zero News Flash.
So there's some movement with the whole Hulu Marvel TV show. Weirdness things.
There's some movement indeed, because there was a bit of a flush on a few of those.
Insert flush noise here.
Oh, I liked it.
Yeah. So there was what originally Howard the Duck, Tigra and Dazzler. Why they that? I never understood that.
Why that? There's Hit Monkeys in there.
And why Hit Monkey and MODOK.
Yeah.
Those were the four that were coming out.
The animated things.
Yeah, all animated things. And officially, well, Howard the Duck was being helmed by Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
And he got the official notice from one of his co-executive producing partners. Dave Willis sent him a text saying, "We got Tigra and Dazzlered." Is that we found out. And he writes it back, "Does this mean what I think it means?" So I guess that both Tigra and Dazzler and Howard the Duck have been axed.
Yeah.
They're done. Weirdly, MODOK and Hit Monkey.
Everyone's favorite.
And my first reaction was like, why those? But then MODOK makes sense.
Yeah.
Not because it's MODOK, but you got like Patton Oswalt.
Yeah.
Has been championing that for a bit, and he's heading it up. And they got the full cast lined up already.
Recently they announced like a whole full cast and kind of character descriptions and everything. So it seems like that's pretty far along. So I feel like, you know, maybe there's a point where it's like, okay, this is like pretty much ready to go. We got like people on contract, stuff like that. Maybe.
And somebody with a name like Patton Oswalt might help. I mean, that Kevin Smith doesn't have a name too, but.
Oh, absolutely. But I mean, like, Patton Oswalt as MODOK. Come on, you got to let that happen.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, with Hitmonkey, I have no idea. I've heard nothing about it, really.
These were all supposed to lead to, like, what is supposed to be, like, The Offenders. It was all supposed to lead, like, Netflix style to The Defenders, but considering what happened there.
Yeah, maybe don't go that route.
Yeah, but and these are, that's the thing, right? Like, more and more, even the ones in development, like the Jeff Loeb era projects are getting kind of walking the plank one by
maybe
one,
the golden age of,
yeah,
of, like, superhero TV and movies are winding down. Stay tuned for next week when I talk about the trailer that was just released.
Exactly. No, but like Feige has control over television now as well as movies. So I feel like that they were sort of separate divisions. So I think it's sort of like, well, let's just wrap it up and start doing new stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
What else?
Next, there's the Obi-Wan Disney Plus series, which was announced a little while ago.
A while back, yeah.
Yeah. And it has been sort of in pre-development, stuff like that. So it recently came out that it's been pushed back or delayed to rework the show as a whole.
Oh, really? So, okay, yeah. I hadn't heard that it had actually been pushed back. I heard that they'd been shortened from like 6 episodes to 4
That's
episodes.
That's part of it, too. I guess there were scripts. They had scripts ready to go and stuff. And I guess, allegedly, there's a few sources. I think Collider said, apparently, Kathleen Kennedy wasn't happy with them. There's another report saying that it was a little too similar to some aspects of The Mandalorian, because you had, like, I think Obi-Wan trying to be kind of being like a mentor figure and like taking care of, like,
maybe. It had a baby Yoda.
Well, yeah, but I think it might have been like more like watching out for little like kid Luke and Leia or something like that, which might kind of, you know, be a little similar
a
and
little
might
too
not
on the nose. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They might want to do something different. So, yeah. And they're also both Disney
so
and
kid
Lucasfilm.
Luke and Leia are looking after old man.
Exactly. Exactly. They brought Alec Guinness back from the dead with black magic. They're weakened to burning him, actually. It's going to be great.
That would be awesome.
Very disrespectful, but to one of the most brilliant actors. But that's fine. Anyway, so yeah, the Disney Lucasfilm both saying it's like still actively in the works. I guess Ewan McGregor made some comments in an interview saying like, oh yeah, no, everything's fine. It's just, you know, everything's going well. It's just they just wanted to make sure it was as good as possible. And I mean, I'll take them at their word on that. It's never a bad thing, in my opinion, if something is delayed.
No.
Give it more time. Maybe certain.
Tell that to the Gambit movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, whenever it comes out,
it's going to be fantastic.
Like 80-year-old Channing Tatum is going to nail it.
He's going to charge up his walker and just throw it.
It's going to take so long. It's going to be really good. It's going to be like that generation's Logan. It's going to be great.
Hey! Surprised to see me? I know I am.
Picard has begun.
Yes.
Have you seen?
I saw it.
I quite enjoyed it. Like, it's
I
only
liked
just
it a lot.
Just a taste of what's gonna happen,
yeah,
but
yeah.
Still looks pretty fun.
But as far as like revisiting that character, like it felt true to the character.
Yeah,
it felt
but genuine. It felt
very different from like TNG, obviously.
Yeah.
So it's I love it when you bring somebody back. That's like what they're doing now. Is like they're not rebooting everything anymore. They're kind of like let's bring this person back.
What
from
would
30
this
years
person
ago.
Be like 30 years from
exactly.
that point that we left him? Which we were talking about this earlier. That I'm currently watching. I'm going through the entire Next Generation seasons, and I'm like at season 7 or something.
You
so
did
I've been
that like a couple years ago.
Yeah,
but.
And it's been a long time since I've really sat and watched these in any great length.
Yeah,
and then to go from that, and then all of a sudden throw on Picard, I'm like, oh my god, he's old. No disrespect, but oh my god, just to go. It's such a jarring difference between the two.
I looked it up. It's sort of weird because you think of Patrick Stewart as just, you get this weird emotional connection to him. At least I did because like I was like a kid when TNG was on. I really liked it. And like Picard is like such a figure, right? Like he's you know, he's great. And then he was like Professor X. And then you sort of look at it's like, oh, he's 79 years old.
Yeah.
And like he's starting to be like, oh, yeah, he's an old man. Like,
and it's weird because like especially our generations, never encountered him before. So it was always, he was perpetually the older guy.
Yeah.
That just, he's balding, white hair or no hair. When and he was, then he's always been old, and you don't. But now you're like, oh my god, you're really old. Like you're actually seeing it a bit now.
He was always just this very like this mentor, very respectable mentor figure in all of these like franchises and movies and stuff. And and all of a sudden it's like, oh no, you sort of get a hint of that. But he absolutely nailed it. It was really cool.
Yeah, and a fun thing that just came out, they've already okayed it for greenlit it for season two
before season one started.
Before season one even started, which is odd. Maneuver, but sure, I'll take it.
I mean, it's a Picard show. Yeah. It's going to do fine.
But I guess he was just on The View
that
has Whoopi Goldberg on it, and I watched the little clip, and it nearly brought a tear to me eye of just him offering her a spot in season two.
Yeah.
Which is so nice. And like doing it genuinely, this is the offer. We haven't talked about this. I'd like to offer you a spot. And just to see her face beaming.
Oh, yeah. Like that was very... Yeah, that's unfakeable emotion. Yeah, it was so good. And I mean, I don't know. That's the thing about just looking back at that show and sort of looking back at the cast of that show where it just seems like they all just legitimately love each other.
Yeah.
Like a family. And it's just really...
Everybody pretty much got along and it was...
Yeah, yeah.
And just...
Well, they still like hang out all the time. Mm-hmm. They still like go to dinner and like have like house parties and stuff, most of them like on a regular basis. So like when... I'm sure like all of them will appear at one point or another.
Yeah.
I'm kind of glad it's not just like a... It's Next Generation, the elderly years.
Yeah. It's like the Golden Girls.
Look how old everyone looks. Yeah. But
they just park the Enterprise like in Tampa Bay.
But, you know, obviously we had Brent Spiner already and Frakes and Sirtis are going to be in one at least.
Yeah.
That's been in trailers and stuff.
And,
so.
And then what's her name? 7 and 9.
Yeah. Yep. And I don't think there's anything about LeVar Burton, but he's coming.
Uh-huh.
Geordi's going to be there, my friends.
Reading books to everybody.
It's just
he'll be reading books to the elderly. Friends to know and ways to grow. A reading rainbow. Werewolf by Night.
What?
And this is actual comic book news, folks. So, woohoo!
Yes, it's increasingly rare sometimes.
It is. It's sad, but it's true.
Oh, God.
There's a brand new version of the comic book title coming out. The character's name will be Jake, set in Arizona, seen through a distinct Native American lens.
Yeah.
Because of the writer, and the writer is your fourth favorite Black IP, or possibly your third favorite.
It's my third favorite, trust me. I like it more than Will.i.am.
It's Taboo from Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah. Say Black Eyed Peas!
Who he's Native American himself.
Yeah.
And is writing. I don't know if he has any writing
experience. No, I know.
I don't know where it's coming from. I don't know. But like, hey,
like
cool.
Marvel, well, all publishers, but like Marvel does this sometimes.
They tap into like a celebrity.
I know they had like CM
thing.
Punk from WWE wrote some stuff, which is apparently pretty good like years back. So, you know, maybe it'll work out.
Oh. What are we hearing?
Oh.
What is that it's coming down the chimney?
What's that? Rapping. On the door.
A tap, tap, tapping on the floor.
Well, my name is Kyle, and I'm here to say.
Kyle's here. Oh. That was an ordeal, huh?
Oh. Bunch of kids stole my wallet. Then I had to get a new wallet.
Hey, man. Can I look at your wallet? Your new wallet?
Yeah, sure. Here you go.
Yoink.
All right, give it back.
Give what back?
You're not wearing a coat at all. Hey, everybody.
It's Kyle.
It's Kyle.
All right.
We're 90.
Which part of the episode are we in?
The news. We're
just
the news.
Finished the news.
So welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. Do you remember how they were making a Mega Man movie?
No.
Well, they announced it like a year and a half ago.
Oh.
Or like late 2018 they announced
it. I was reading up on that cartoon show that apparently is over now.
They
produced 52 episodes of it.
What? I
Did
knew
you
it was
know
coming
that one of the
and
bad
then I never
guys heard... in that? His name was, I think, Nema Gem or something. Mega Man backwards.
Cool.
Last episode reveal, long lost twin brother. No movie. Anyway, this movie.
Hold on. He had a long lost brother.
Yes, who looked exactly like him.
But,
and it took 52 episodes for anyone to put that together.
Hold on a minute. Was Proto Man in this at all?
I don't believe so, no.
Get the hell out of here, you f***ed up. Anyway, I'm glad it's dead.
That's a lot of passion there.
Anyway, there's a live action, quote unquote, live action Mega Man movie coming, and it has a, it just got, they just announced after like a year and a half that it has a writer. And it's Mattson Tomlin.
His name is Timmy.
Timmy.
He's in the fourth grade.
He's writing it from the well.
Mattson Tomlin.
Yes, he's but he's a, one of the writers on Matt Reeves' Batman movie, apparently, and has made a bunch of shorts, so whatever that means.
Well, I've made a bunch of shorts, too. You just cut the bottom part off your pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Kyle.
You're a writer.
You're writing Mega Man.
You're in Batman.
Mega cool.
Welcome to the warm-up.
Hey, welcome to the warm-up. That was a weird way to say it.
Hey,
just cut all of that. So this week for the warm-up, I've got a little quiz.
Quiz?
Yay!
For big fellas.
I like to think I'm a big fella.
This is a Robin quiz.
Good.
And it's
who we Robin?
The rich.
Okay.
And giving to ourselves.
I like that.
Making us the rich. So yeah, this is all, did Burt Ward's Robin say this? True or false?
Okay.
Number one, holy complications.
Definitely.
I didn't say no.
He said it. Bry gets the point.
I feel like that might be like season one. Like they hadn't really leaned. It didn't get too ridiculous yet. I'm feeling like a did this Hulk thing happen energy here. It's great.
What?
You like your Hulk ones where it's like this turned into Hulk this way. It's like it's got the same energy and it's a good energy.
It's Big Robin energy.
Big Robin energy,
I mean, if you read Burt Ward's autobiography. holy firing squad.
True.
I'm going to say false.
That's another true.
They're all
tie
true.
Game. Tie game.
All true.
Number three. Holy wrists.
False.
Holy wrists. I'm going to false not that.
That's, you're both, you both got it right. That was, they were, you know, it was a... It's a crucifix themed.
Oh no!
Oh.
Holy Bluebeard!
Yes, definitely yes, true.
Yeah.
You can feel that one.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that episode.
Bluebeard was big in the late 60s.
Yes.
He had to have that Bluebeard.
Yeah. Holy remote control robot!
I'm gonna say no.
I wanna say true.
The lie detector determined that was the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Holy Luther Burbank!
Luther Burbank. I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say yes, too, and I'm assuming it's like a very 60s reference that we would never understand.
Exactly. I did not look it up who that was afterwards.
Had to be somebody.
So,
a man who lived.
And finally, holy bric-a-brac.
Yes, I'm going to say yes.
That was a false.
Oh.
That's a Kyle original.
All right.
To which I say, holy bric-a-brac.
So, I mean, you are wearing a full Robin costume right now.
It's my homemade one.
Yeah.
You can't buy these at stores. You wouldn't want to.
No.
So, doing the tallying up. Boop, 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 beep, beep, boop, boop, beep, beep, boop, boop.
The Kyle computer says.
Mm-hmm. Carry the five.
carry the six. That's a heavy six. So I'm just going to put that six down. I'll deal with it later. Final score. Merc 4, Bry 5.
Yay!
I congratulate you.
Hey, we did both did amazing.
You both, look, you've got nothing to be ashamed of, Merc. You have a lovely house.
Oh, you modem.
And to you, I say...
Or what, who is it? You have a lovely home. Somebody say that too? Was it Mo? I forget that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a lovely home. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the Poochie episode.
Yeah.
You should be very proud, Homer. You, got a beautiful home here.
What the f***?
This week.
On.
A very special.
Zero.
Blossom.
Zero Blossom.
Oh,
there will be no Blossom.
Everyone saying, "Where's Blossom?"
Oh, no.
This week we're talking about the Arrowverse. all sorts of crazy crap about the Arrowverse.
Yeah.
Who would like to get started talking about the Arrowverse?
And you just brought this to our attention that this is, I didn't realize it's appropriately timed because Arrow ended like yesterday?
Yeah, like.
As of the date of this coming out?
Yep.
Yep.
I'm glad it's dead. I hope it burns in hell. Just kidding. It's fine, I guess. I don't know.
I'll start because I pretty much gave up on the CW stuff a while back. I think I only have seen...
We're very well qualified to talk about
this. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. No, I made myself qualify because I went back and I watched... Oh, no, I didn't watch all
of them. No, good Lord.
I watched... Originally, I'd seen maybe two seasons of Arrow.
Yeah.
I enjoyed Flash and I enjoyed Supergirl when they first came out for the first few seasons.
Yeah.
And then...
Came the cheapening.
Look, we're living in the golden age of television. Yeah. There's so many other things to watch that are frankly better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So
they have their
heard of the show X on the Beach?
No.
It's like a reality show, and then they bring in the people's ex partners and then they start hooking up with people. Let me tell you, haven't seen it? Sounds great. And then they'll get drunk.
This is a disaster.
So the current season, they're on a mountain, so it's called X on the Peak, and it makes no sense at this point. What is that title?
Well, that's weirdly enough, when it was X on the Beach, I'm like, forget it. Not even gonna give X this on the time peak? Of day.
Sign
the
X me
on
up.
The Peak. Like, hell yeah. That makes no sense at all. That's what I want. That sounds dumb as hell. Great.
So anyway, Arrowverse, I guess?
Sure.
So... In preparation for this, I watched the 5 Crisis things just last night and this morning.
What'd you think? That's pretty recent. We can. Have you seen Crisis?
Yes.
Any of it?
I saw the last 2 episodes and I watched all the cameos from the first 3.
Sure. That's all you need.
Yeah.
Well, that was the whole.
That was the show.
First 3 episodes were all just cameos.
Cameos.
It was such a narrative barrage.
Yes.
I'm like, what's going on? Like, there was just no storyline. It was, we're going to go to this, and in supposition to do this, and then you're going to tell this part of the story, and then you tell that part of the story, and cameo, cameo, cameo. Like, it was just, it was too much. It was CW. It was CW, like, on crack.
In its way, I feel like that makes it the most beautifully perfect comic adaptation of all time.
It strangely does.
Because it's, like, extremely convoluted continuity that, like, you have to follow literally everything to know what the hell's going on.
Mm-hmm.
There's been, like multiple reboots at this point that just, like, throw, like, just out of nowhere. It's like, oh, there's a reboot now. Just a crazy mess. And then, of course, you know, you have to follow every crossover or you don't know where anything came from or where anything's going.
That's right. What I wrote in my original notes. I was like, they've gone the X-Men comic route. Like,
it's 90s comics, so many, bananas.
You have to read everything in order to get it. It was like, I'm watching this. I'm like, I don't even know who this character is.
And I'm trying to say that as a criticism, but I mean, like, they're doing pretty well. Like,
you know what?
They have their audience.
Yeah, they do their thing.
I do love the fact that it ended in, you know, the same sort of way that Crisis on Infinite Earths did end.
Yeah.
I actually didn't see that coming.
I didn't either. I wasn't sure what the plan was.
That's bold.
With some exceptions, but it was kind of like a cute reveal, too, when they both, like, show up in the same place and, like, what are you doing on my Earth? What do you mean, your Earth?
And then here comes Marv Wolfman.
That was Marv Wolfman. I was like, Marv, I'm like, that's gotta be Wolfman.
It was
Daniel Stern.
It was a weirdly, like, long, like, it was a couple of minutes with Marv Wolfman, it felt like. It was a weirdly gratuitous cameo.
Especially when it was, like, got silent.
Now, there's a podcast that I would listen to.
Yeah, I know. The Marv Wolfman got more love than Burt Ward in this crossover, so that's kind of neat.
I was making notes, like, per episode as I was kind of going along.
Yeah.
And a lot of it was just, like, little... I would even write down some of the dialogues. I'm like, did somebody write this? The part where, in number 3, he's on a, Flash was on a treadmill for the antimatter cannon.
Yeah.
And just... To read that is one thing in a comic, but then to hear it said out loud is f***ing ridiculous.
Yes.
And it's like, that's part of the, I hate this, but I kind of like it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, I don't know what's going on for half these episodes.
I was reading about, like, the previous crossovers, because they do one every year. Mm-hmm. The first one was just the Flash and Green Arrow, whatever. And I read, like, the plot synopsis of it, and it's like, in the first episode, everyone from the Flash show goes to Star City. And in the next one, everybody from Arrow goes to Central City. It's like, wow, this is...
It's like...
It's
like
complex.
Yeah.
Wow. Lots of layers. Lots of layers. Just,
like that episode said, where Urkel...
For no reason.
Yeah, like the Urkel like launches off in one episode and then he lands in Step by Step. It's like, what the...
It teaches everyone on that coast how to do the Urkel.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's what it, like, it seemed like that sort of thing of just,
yeah.
Well, we need this to happen. We need to make these two people do this and these two people to do that. So let's just do them and like put them together and do that. You're like, what? That didn't make any sense for the story at all. It wasn't really till episode 4 and 5 became a little more.
Well, it's like they built up. It's their big.
Because
they
had to show all these cameos and then kill them all.
And then bring them all back.
Yeah.
I mean, spoiler alert. I mean, bring them all back.
As long as John Cryer gets punched in the face, I'm happy.
Oh, that's good. Did a few times.
Yeah.
You got punched a bunch.
Bunch of punch.
I kind of like John Cryer a lot as Lex Luthor.
I think he's a surprisingly good Lex Luthor.
He's actually, he's got that kind of like...
Oh, he was Lex Luthor. I didn't like him at all.
Oh, really?
He's got that smarm that you would get from maybe like a Hackman-y kind of a thing, but he also like seems like he's, you know, for that universe at least is competent enough. I don't know.
It was like, I don't know, if Lex Luthor was in Clerks. I don't know. It just had that sort of...
Pretty sure Lex Luthor was in Clerks. He was in Mallrats for sure.
Oh, definitely.
Hmm.
Michael Rooker as Lex Luthor?
Oh, yeah.
Make it happen.
Yeah. I did enjoy the fight scenes when they're fighting the Harry Potter Dementors thing.
Yeah.
That's
literally the Nazgul or whatever. So they're fighting them, and I'm looking at this, I'm like, I want to see the original footage without the CGI. A lot of punching, you know, it's like it looks so awkward and it would be just hilarious. Yeah.
There was that one part where I think that there was like a handful of them and they were fighting in the building. I don't know.
Yeah.
And it was just like, there's so many of them coming. And it's like, but there's like, at most, there's like three on screen at a time. Yeah. So it's just like, it's not really selling this threat, but it's CW budget. So
you see the same three come in and they look exactly the same each time.
Listen, they spent most of their budget flying in Robert Wool to sit on a bench. It's weirdly enough, he commands top dollar.
I thought it was great that I can't remember the actor's name, the guy that plays Ryan Choi.
I forget his name.
I know his last name is Chow, but that's
It's for something
with an E. Something, I forget his
name. Anyway, he was trying his best.
Yeah.
He was doing the best he could. And I love that it looked like he had a fake beard.
Yeah.
Like after the time jump, it's like, oh, he's got a fake beard. Oh, that's a real beard. His beard looks fake.
I'm sorry.
And it looks like a cheap, like, you know, CW
was
beard.
Was there a reason he was the only one who actually looked like he, you know, had been there a while? Like he had a beard. Everyone else just looked the same.
It was a choice.
It was a choice, yeah. Barry looked clean shaven.
He's
as
a
always.
CW method actor.
Well, he went into the speed for I don't know what the hell.
I know
he was busy hanging out with Ezra Miller in the blurriest cameo of all time.
Yeah, I know.
It seemed
very much like he was like green screened into it. But there's like photos of them like hugging and stuff. I'm just like, they were on the set together.
Why did they
shoot it like that?
Maybe because that's what Justice League looked like.
Oh yeah, fair enough. Right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they did a lot of that when they were, like, in a different plane or something, where it's just, like, the Vaseline on the corners kind of an effect.
Yeah.
I'm just like, all right.
Ollie is Spectre?
Yeah.
I mean, he's dead.
Well, okay. Well,
right? It's Spolly.
It's appropriate because...
Spectre Ollie? Spolly?
The CW version of Ollie or Oliver or whatever is like... He was very like, we can't do a Batman show, so let's just do Arrow as Batman. Yeah. And then in the end, they're like... Let's just take Green Arrow's thing, Hal Jordan's thing, make him Spectre, whatever.
Yeah.
He'll just fill in for other characters instead of having a personality of his own. I don't like it.
I've
talked about this plenty.
Couldn't tell.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was episode 4. Right near the start, he as Spectre, he's like, I'm a Spectre in tune with the multiverse. And somebody says, so there's still a multiverse? No. And
but
I was
if
like,
there, but if there
what?
Was,
I went back. I was like, did he actually just said that? I'm in tune with the multiverse. There's still a multiverse? No.
You can tell what? I have powers now because my voice is doubled
yeah,
up.
Yeah, exactly.
And we use that same filter that we use for almost every character that's not human.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That Spectre look was... He just looked like a crackhead, right? Like, he just had, like, kind of a ratty, like, muted...
He just looked really tired.
Yeah, he was, like, just kind of...
He'd been up for a few days.
He wasn't, like... He wasn't cleaning.
I wish they'd embraced it a little more.
Yes, because
like,
he literally...
He whited him out.
A bit pale. Like, a bit pale, and he had, like, a ratty hood on, and he just looked, like, homeless.
That's what I look like a lot of the time.
Like, again, if you could have, like, done something and made him look properly Spectre-y and, like, maybe a little majestic and as much as they can yeah. do. But, I mean, like, at the same time, you have, like, the monitor armor.
It looked
for TV budget. I mean, like, it had kind of that Kirby kind of design going on. I mean,
that
like,
guy
they,
has
they went
weird
for it.
Hair.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. There were a couple of shots where that showed him from behind, and it was like, it's all coming from, like, below the yeah. line of
it's an
where
intergalactic
the armor
is, comb so over, like from the back.
It's from his back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
And then he just sort of had those sideburns.
That's what I can do.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
What about the new shows that are coming up? Because there's more.
Oh, yeah.
There's a Green Arrow show.
Oh, finally.
There's that. There's Superman and Lois.
Yeah. I'm actually pretty interested in that.
I don't see the appeal of those two.
No?
Superman
or Lois?
Yes. Not as characters, but I don't know if it's just the actors or just the way they're portraying them. I don't find them appealing in the least. They're the driest characters.
I've seen Superman in other episodes of Supergirl, and I've liked him in that.
Maybe.
He didn't really do much of anything.
Well, and I felt like that was sort of... They weren't trying to make them too central because they're not, like, the main series characters. They kind of seem kind of also we're here...
Although I guess I could just say that about any of the characters.
Yeah, really.
For CW, the dialogue and setup and everything is it's horrible and it's just formulaic.
Except for Hot Jimmy Olsen, fully formed character.
Yeah.
He's still on that show? I don't know.
No, he left. He's out.
At the end, they did the little preview with Stargirl with JSA.
Yeah.
Which I was like, that?
They had, like, literally the big stripe robot and everything.
Yeah, it's going to be Luke Wilson.
Oh, yeah, right!
Because there's a trailer up for it now. Just wanted everybody to know, Luke Wilson is hot again. Joel McHale's in there. He's Starman in flashbacks. And it's perfect.
I'm down.
It's like, finally.
I miss that, actually.
Finally, Joel McHale gets to be a superhero.
I half watched the trailer. I miss Joel McHale.
Not just in my mind.
No.
And I don't know if, like with JSA, because they have the link to Infinity Inc. There's people talking about Infinity Inc. is going to be part of this, too.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
The kids are... The Infinity Inc. is like the kids of JSA.
Oh, okay.
Right.
So.
Right.
Or like Wildcat. And then there's the new Wildcat.
Right.
Who's like the Hispanic woman sort of thing. So, and it True. Was
Wilder
the Wildcat
cat.
That they showed was a female. It wasn't old
there you
Wildcat.
Go.
So.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, again, they could very easily go like flashbacks to current day and have say, different versions of the same characters.
Yeah.
And I do appreciate, I mean, there's some stuff that like they are kind of leaning more into because they're doing that Green Arrow spinoff with like. Oliver, Ollie's daughter, I guess.
Green Arrow and the
and
Canaries.
The Canaries. Yeah. So.
Featuring the Dudettes.
Yeah.
Wear the mask. Be the Canary.
Yeah.
That was actual dialogue.
Yeah, it was. This is
Sorry.
Embarrassing.
It was.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like looking, how do you keep a straight face and say that?
Yeah.
Oh,
but
yes,
it's.
You get paid for it.
A part of me. A part of me does appreciate that they are kind of embracing like legacy stuff a little bit
because
like that's integral to DC as far as I'm concerned. I'm like, these shows have been around long enough that you can actually kind of do proper legacy heroes and not just kind of tease.
Unless
it.
It's Swamp Thing because they did Thing at the end and I was like, oh, you've already canceled that.
But he's around and maybe one day if you're good, he'll be back.
He'll be back.
But maybe not. But probably not.
I'm going to
likely not
give myself one moment. I got my Brandon Routh as Superman again.
Mm-hmm.
That was a highlight.
He actually looked better as Superman than he did in Superman Returns.
A lot better.
Because it was a better costume.
It was a better costume.
It didn't have like a weird tight neck.
It was just a Superman. Yeah. It was like a classic Superman costume. Trunks and all, aside from the Kingdom Come emblem.
Yep.
But then they had that one moment.
And I couldn't tell if he was just bulked up more and in better shape?
I think he's just bulked up more.
I think he's bigger. So. Or, like, it, yeah. the shape of the...
He, I know,
of the, like, they can shape.
I like, follow him on Instagram, and he was posting a lot of stuff where he was, like, really hitting the gym to, like, bulk up a bit. It might have been a little bit on the suit, too, but it looked
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Like, oh, legitimately, great, yeah. like, that was one of the better Superman, live-action Superman costumes I've seen. And it did prove, like, hey, the trunks, they can look good.
Yeah.
You can do that yep. in a movie. Like, there's no reason not to.
Yeah.
And, I was thrilled. I would love to, I've said this a million times, but I'd love to see him play Superman again past this point, but it was just really nice.
Yeah.
That I enjoyed a ton.
I do want to say that it is, I wrote this down specifically to cover it. This is about the Arrowverse. It is weird that all of this came out of a Green Arrow show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like building a cinematic universe around Iron Man in the year 2010.
Yeah.
But it worked.
It is legitimately a successful shared universe. You know, it's on a different level, but it's very successful.
It was how it organically happened.
Exactly.
Like, I don't think they had a plan for all this. No. It was just like, let's do this. Oh, it's doing really well. Let's do something.
We
right
can
here.
Do more.
It did seem like it shifted gears a bit. When the Flash happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because like the first season, what little I've seen of like early Arrow, I mean like. It
was its own thing, and it was doing well.
And it's one of those things where it's like a B-list character
yeah.
at best,
yeah.
who not a ton of people have a lot of, like, as far as like a general audience goes, they don't have a lot of a preconceived notion of who that is.
Right.
So like, say like a Guardians of the Galaxy or something,
yeah.
they could be like, well, we could just make it CW as hell. It'll just be like this pretty boy rich guy who's broody, and you can have
yeah.
these you know, people.
Well, there was a rule for the first couple of years, like, okay, we're not doing any aliens.
Yeah.
Because that's absurd.
Well, it almost seems...
we'll save that for later on.
Well, like, there was no super-powered
yeah,
people
yeah.
for a while.
Well, and much like even, and I relate this back to, I think we've definitely talked about this in, like, years past, but, like, it related to, I think they were kind of working off of, like, a Smallville kind of a
yeah.
basis to begin with,
yeah.
where they kept it as ground, well, not grounded really, it was Smallville was still silly, but they were just like,
no,
we're not gonna put a costume on him, that's dumb.
No greens, no arrows, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then eventually Flash comes along, it's like, let's just lean into this.
Mm-hmm.
But at that point, the character that they'd established was just very much not comic Ollie,
yeah.
and I'll never understand how you have. One, that bothers me enough because Ollie is such a distinctive character. How do you not lean into that? But the Black Canary situation is the biggest mess I've seen in my entire freaking life.
I don't understand.
Please explain that.
Yeah.
It's okay. So you have.
Take us to church, Bri.
So you have Black Canary.
Wear the mask.
Dinah Laurel Lance. Dinah Drake was the old one, and there's Dinah Lance, who is like the
okay.
reboot or daughter version.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway, but you know Black Canary. She's got the fishnet. She's got the attitude. She's Black Canary.
Yep.
So you have like two sisters, and they're both Black Canary at different points,
mm-hmm.
except none of them, I think like the what do you call it, the White Canary version they have might be closest in character to comic Black Canary.
Isn't one of them named Dinah and the other one named Laurel?
Oh, no, one of them's Laurel.
Uh-huh.
The Sarah became the White Canary. I think Laurel was Black Canary and then got killed off.
But then brought back
right.
from, in the Lazarus Pit.
Yeah, or something like, or one of them did.
So who was Yanny?
But then one of them died and then was replaced by like an evil duplicate from an alternate reality who just slowly became good. And then there was another Black Canary called Dinah Drake who came towards the end who is like unrelated.
Okay.
So like, couldn't, like, again, they're just like, here's a really good comic character. And they're just like, let's just not go anywhere
yeah.
near that.
We have one rule and we don't touch it.
Yeah, exactly. Which, and again, like, they had like a fan ship thing going on with this Felicity character they made up. So she became like, you know, Oliver's like true love.
Right.
And I'm like, no. It's like doing a Superman show where he like Lois, they just never become a thing. Get out of here. Wrong.
So like the first 8 seasons of Smallville?
Ah, there it is. Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, like, whatever. It did its own thing. It's allowed to do that. That's fine. But considering the rest of the shows seem to at least kind of try to capture what people love about the characters
yep.
to begin with.
Yeah.
It just seemed like it started with this weird thing that didn't quite click.
Yeah.
In the same way that everything that followed did.
But now they're gonna have a chance to fix it.
Yeah.
Kinda.
Sure, whatever. Thank you for letting me gripe about Arrow. I'm done now.
Oh.
I'm done forever.
I just want to rename it Crisis of Multiple Pep Talks. Because that's all they did to the whole thing. Just pep talked each other. And
but don't you see we're stronger
we're together. A family. They gave the family talk. And mm-hmm. then, yeah. Oh, God. Anyways, go ahead.
Yeah.
So there's more and more of these shows. Yep. What's one that you would want to exist? Not Batman. I will go first to give you a second to think about it. Dead Man and Constantine.
Ooh.
They can be spooky buddies.
Yeah.
That would work.
I know, well, Constantine is on, they kind of like retcon that show into the same universe, yes. and now he's been on like Legends of Tomorrow.
But that doesn't mean he can't have a spinoff.
Oh, yeah. And that's the thing, too. Is like,
that could be the start of his new thing. Yeah.
I like that guy. And here's one of the things that the shows in general, like not across the board, but most of the casting is like pretty good.
Yeah.
The writing isn't good. The writing and direction often lets everybody down.
It's hard to tell. Like, I can't tell if you just, there's no way anyone could deliver that line.
No, well,
and make
yeah,
it
no.
sound good, or if there's an actor thing going on
yeah.
and bad and bad dialogue.
Like, when, it's hard at to its tell. Best, at its best, I find that, like, the actors are at least, like, pretty charming and at least seem to take up those roles.
They're all
well.
Very handsome.
They're very, very pretty people.
The guy who plays Lucifer, that was the only time I've seen any of Lucifer.
Yeah.
And it was like, this guy's cheesy as f***. This
super
cheese ball. This is what the, is this what his show is like? Because yeah. this is crazy.
His show was fun. Yeah. His was one, I never kept up with it, but I watched like three seasons.
He's quite,
I never
he's
kept
quite
up
good.
With it, but I watched three seasons.
Well, yeah. beyond the three two or three seasons. I didn't keep going.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many like, seasons does it have?
17.
I can't prove you wrong.
Yeah.
One thing I've kind of found about these shows, if you let me just blather for a minute or mm-hmm. two, it almost feels, in particular, and again, I like the cast for the most part. They're good. There's certain, like, again, the productions are just, there's certain, they rely on the CGI that looks often so
like
bad.
Like 1960s, 70s sort
but
of.
They rely on it to a point where it almost feels like it's a cheapness in the production where they want to shoot it as quickly and cheaply as possible and then, like, fix it in post. The most infuriating thing is increasingly as time goes on, like, Martian Manhunter is, like, constantly in human form.
Yes. Yeah, that's always...
Like, it almost seems like it's his natural state, and it's like, no, it isn't.
There was,
that's,
the, there
he,
was
he
that
takes
shot,
that form on.
There was that shot where he was wearing the Martian Manhunter costume,
yeah,
but
it was just,
still
it was
out
David
of human. Harewood.
Yeah. And for the life of me, I don't get why, and maybe this is just a lost art or something, but, like, it's... You could easily probably do that like Star Trek or like Buffy and Angel style with like prosthetics. You could
yeah.
like you
yeah.
put a thing like a thing over him and then paint his face green, and like you know it might look a little cheesy, but you know what? I take a little cheesy over the horrendous CGI whenever they use it.
Yeah,
and less over time because it's that's probably too expensive.
Let me answer that.
Yeah,
with two words: Red Tornado.
Oh, boy, that was rough.
That's
was
right.
Horrible.
That was really bad.
Yeah. I was super yeah. excited. This was during Supergirl. I was super excited.
This
I love
like
Red Tornado.
The third episode?
And it looks horrible.
The thing I don't understand is, like, why would they do that? Because Red Tornado in the comics just has, like, an expressionless
yeah.
helmet.
I know.
You could do that! And
know.
It would have been a lot easier!
All the stuff around him just looked like painted foam.
It was,
and
it,
you're
it,
like,
it's,
what?
It's like they had another generic costume and they just spray painted it
yeah.
from, like, another
yeah.
production. Which is... probably what happened.
Yeah.
Oh, so bad. So there is that. That's the stuff that's real bad. And like, I just find some characters, like you have those, it's a CW show, so they'll like sit and talk about their emotions at each other
yeah.
for like,
and they yeah. cry a lot.
For 5 minutes.
Cry a
and it's,
lot.
And it's shot in that back and forth very basic way, so the, there's not even anything visually interesting
those
about it.
Those episodes directed by Kevin Smith, though.
Yeah. Lean into your strengths, pal. Mm. I like Kevin Smith. It's fine.
I
mean, I did. I still, you know, whenever I see him, I'm like, hey, buddy, how's it going?
I derailed you. What are you going to say?
It's fine. No, it's fine. And they talk a lot about how they've learned and grown and stuff like that. But with so many characters.
But every week they do the same dumb thing.
Barry Allen makes me want to choke him to death because he makes the same stupid mistakes and he causes most of the problems that he has. He's almost like a villain.
Yeah.
Every season it's like all about like how much he's grown and changed and become this like wonderful hero. But it feels like they're doing comic book style, like the illusion of change.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
like Stan Lee would say, like where yeah. it seems like they're changing, but they're not really.
Right.
Where they're like lip service to it. And it's like, okay, except that's what you do when you have a comic series that's never going to end.
Yeah.
And maybe not what you do when you have a TV show that is going to end. That's where you should have actual character development. And it feels like they just don't know how to do it or don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Which is probably the most infuriating thing I have about these shows.
Why develop the character when in 5 years you're going to replace them with someone else?
Yeah. But I mean, like, no, that's more reason to do it because you give them an ending and then you can pass the torch.
Yeah.
But they're not, like, it just feels like when they do it, like, I don't watch Arrow, so I don't know if that was a satisfying ending. I couldn't tell you. But, you know, I can tell you watching The Flash from the beginning to now, Barry has not really, I don't like, I like him less, if anything, because he's got no excuse to still act the way he does. So it's a little,
yeah.
At the same time. I mean, I do appreciate the ambition of, like, just owning the Silver Age cheese a lot of the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Like, there's some crazy nonsense.
There's owning what it is, and then there's just proper cohesive story.
Yes.
And that's what I was, like, I guess I'm not watching all the shows, so I'm going to miss little bits, but I'm watching Crisis going, this is not making sense. Like, just no. Jumping one to the other, you're like, what just, okay, what, help?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, yeah, exactly. It's this weird double-edged sword thing because it's like, I appreciate them owning the weird comic booky shit. Like, they had, like, Gorilla Grodd versus King Shark, I think, in one.
Yes, they did.
The movies will never do that.
Yeah.
Especially DC movies are never going to own that level of silliness. And, so it's even nice if that someone's doing it.
Even if they did, they would not, like, just financially, it's absurd.
Yeah.
Because they'd have to make it really, really good looking or people would make fun of it. On the TV, people are going to make fun of it anyway, so who cares?
Exactly. So it's got that exact kind of low stakes, where it's just like, well, let's just do this then.
To answer your question from 10 minutes ago.
Yes, yes.
I'll take Demon.
Like
Estrogen the Demon.
I would like Estrogen.
Estrogen the Demon.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Got him updated somehow.
Yeah.
Lady Demon.
Lady Demon. But that
sort
of
talks in rhyme.
I like the idea of going mystical and then having Deadman, Constantine, even bringing Justice League Dark kind of stuff, like any of those characters.
You could basically just do it like Legends of Tomorrow, but instead of time travel,
Mystics of Tomorrow.
Yeah. Today.
My thing.
3M.
I would like Booster and Beetle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But like a JLI kind of a thing where you got like your sleazy benefactor and stuff.
Yeah.
Which, again, we could just have silly capers much like Legends of Tomorrow. And that, I haven't kept up with that show.
I guess I've seen one episode of it.
Yeah, I've only seen the one.
It's the one that like knows that it's like really stupid and it just makes it fun. Like it almost feels like they're not pretending that they're like super emotional or have anything to say. It's just like, we're just doing stupid shit. It's fun. So that's great, actually. So I would love that. I feel like that would fit in pretty well.
Well, I'll give it 3 years.
Yeah.
And we'll have all of these shows.
Oh, and throw, what's his face? The elongated man? The guy who plays elongated man?
Oh, yeah.
I was blown away that he walked in.
That dude is perfect. I mean, like, his face is like, holy shit, that's Ralph Dibny. Like, it's great. That guy, and he's charming, and he plays into it. I'm like, just lean into that, because that's the stuff that really works. And I would just love it if they just take the CW-iness and just throw it away. But they won't.
Nope.
Because they can't.
They can't.
Because that's what it's on.
Correct.
And that's what it is. And who is we? Okay, who is me?
Who is you?
Me is Kyle.
Yeah.
Kyle is me. And
if you get stuck in traffic for an hour, you get to go first. That's the rule.
I don't remember how to do this. Wow. I lost my mind.
I'm Merk. You can find me at merkasylum.ca, merkasylum.ca. You can find me at Merk on Facebook, Merkonaut like astronaut on Instagram.
So I'm Kyle Lees, and you can check out my art and comics and whatnot at thekylelees.com or thekylelees on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. That was the end of the sentence, but my intonation made it sound like it wasn't. Rise on a roller coaster.
I'm having a great time. I'm Brian Kotick. You can check me at welcometohereafter.com. There's a comic there. Sometimes.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Yay!
Yay!